16 as a public hearing. And Councilman Carter, do you have a statement you'd like to make about it?
So, Mayor, first of all, thanks for letting me be on this committee. I really, really appreciate it. It was an exciting four meetings. So, Councilor Rodriguez, Councilor Estrada, and Councilor Chavez were all on this. We had the pleasure of meeting with some of these people here, the Lunsford, Mr. Taylor, the Lunsfords, Mr. Hughes, among others, finding a delicate balance between meeting a need, a housing need that we so desperately need, and not being murdered by our constituents in Albertsons. You know, these things aren't overly popular with our constituents, and trying to find that delicate balance is hard. So I think we did our due diligence and met and got everybody's input, and there's nothing that's going to be 100% popular with all groups. I mean, we tried to come up with a good mix. I mean, we want you guys to allow to have money, but we also have to keep in mind that the constituents have an expectation of us to have a certain aesthetic with the city. So Mr. Patterson and his staff came up with they took all of our recommendations over the four meetings I think we had, and came up with what we feel is a pretty good new set of amendments to our existing policy. And we'd like to, I'm sure Mr. Patterson, with the 11 things he's discussed before, has lots to add to that. But
yeah, any comments, Mr. Patterson?
Not many. to add to Mr. Carter's statement, but you know, this is an evolving policy. As he stated, it's a desperate housing need that we're trying to address with our temporary housing rules. However, you know, the public at large has a certain expectation, as you stated, and they don't want this aspect of their city to change that much, and have charged the councilors with addressing certain concerns. And the meetings went well. We presented this to the Planning and Zoning Commission, took their recommendations. We did meet with the operators of most of the temporary RV parks in town to take their ideas or their suggestions as well, and I think that we've come up with a really good set of amendments that will hopefully help us move forward in the most responsible way.
Any questions from Mr. Patterson or Councilman Carter?
I have two questions. First of all, thank you so much for looking at it. I think it's something that even though it's gone through a couple reviews, we didn't envision it being such a strong need in our community, I think, even when we wrote it the first time. So, you know, looking at it after, you know, some real-world application and those kind of things and making adjustments was a good thing to do. So I appreciate that. I just had a couple questions. The minimum acreage remained at 2 acres, correct?
Yes.
And what maybe you could just it seems to be that's the thing that we're asked the most to give a variance for. And so I wanted maybe to have you elaborate a little bit on, or one of the committee members, on just what the discussion was to stay at that. And I think that'll help at least me to make a decision whenever, I'm sure next week, we get asked for a variance.
You want me to answer?
I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Well, as you know, in the amendments that we're proposing, number 10, Part C, where it talks about the minimum acreage requirement, I proposed this to the councilors and they agreed. As you can see in the red lettering there, we're removing that aspect or that provision from the ability to have a variance or request a variance. And basically what we're saying is if you cannot meet the minimum acreage requirement, then you cannot apply.
So that'll be taken care of in-house. They can't ask for a variance.
Okay. Right. That single provision is removed from the variance process.
And that was our overwhelming, I mean, that's where we started, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, we're reviewing things from all over the nation, policies that kind of fall in place with this. And 2 acres seems to be the minimum, and we were all in agreement.